Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, Accent on London edition. But we can talk to our guests whenever they are, wherever they are, whatever hour is, because of Zoom. So we are so lucky today to speak to my great guests who are right now in Warsaw. I'm in London, they're in Warsaw. So we are together, 1 hour apart. So, hi.
Hello, Ilona. How are you?
I'm very good. And the weather is a really typical London fog. First time, I think, I see the weather like that. How is Warsaw?
It's a bit foggy as well. It gets dark here about 4 o'clock, so.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. But you know what? This is life. 3 more months from now, spring will be springing,
exactly,
something like that, and we'll be enjoying everything again. But I need to introduce both of you officially. That's what we always do. So we have today with us Mika Urbaniak and Victor Davis. Hi again.
Hello there. It's nice to be with you guys.
Really nice. What people probably will recognize, and probably a lot of people will recognize, the name Urbaniak means a lot in music business. Obvious, you are the lucky one. You are the daughter of very known artist, Polish artist, who also are known in the world, mostly in the jazz genre of music. So if you can tell us a little bit about your mama and daddy.
Well, my parents did a very amazing thing that in the 70s, they left Poland and they made a career for themselves in the States, and they played fusion music. And my mother reinvented singing with electronic instruments. And it was very groundbreaking what they did. And they played with amazing musicians. My father played with Miles Davis. My mother sang with Sting. Weather Report, all of these amazing artists, the best creme de la creme of American musicians, basically. So they mean a lot to the not only jazz music during that time and jazz fusion music, but especially for Poland and Polish culture, because obviously many people, it was just very amazing that they were able to achieve what they achieved in the way that they did in the States. I mean, it was unheard of first for a Polish musician to be able to play with such amazing greats. So now they're held in very high regard in this country.
We need to know their names. I can introduce them, but I think the most beautiful way is when it comes from the daughter mouth. So the mommy.
Yes. Well, my mom, her name is Ursula Dujak. Urszula Dujak with a Polish pronunciation, and my father Michael Urbaniak, Michał Urbaniak. So
we
were proud
of to them. We are saying,
yeah, we're waving hello.
Yeah, they are very proud for everything what they achieved. And yes, I know what I was so crazy about is the inclusion of electronic, instruments. By then, so many years ago, it was a very groundbreaking, different and very modern twist on the jazz. So for me, it's something special. I really love electronica. And to me, it was very cool to hear jazz be heard a little different way and way how mama operates her vocals. So it's just very cool. But Of course, parents are there to give birth to amazing children and to be proud of them forever. And I'm sure they are so proud of you because you are making your career the way how you want, the way you develop your talents. And many of them, many really twists and turns in your career. And for sure, you are doing life your way. And especially that we have next to you a very special man who is your partner in crime, not only partner in the music business, but seems like you both are working for many, many years. So I would like to give maybe 1 minute to Victor. Victor, you are from London, from east part of London, and you know, then when it comes to music, this is another Mecca that whole world is watching. I know you are not so much into pop music, which we'll be talking a little bit more about that, but you are really born to write and compose in a soul and funk, and you know, you are liking acoustic instrumentation, you are producing, you are songwriting, you are a videographer, you are, both of you are painters. So you need to tell us a little bit, Victor, what about your parents?
Well, my parents were not musical at all. I think my mother was an artist, but she never really expressed it. She only expressed it kind of in small ways, like kind of Christmas decorations. She's very creative in that way. And I adopted a lot of that stuff from my mum. And she would kind of every year or on birthdays and stuff, she would express her kind of artistic side with that kind of thing, you know, making decorations. And she, I think she painted for a very small period of time. But for me, it's always been something there. I mean, I remember from the age of 8, just constantly listening to records with headphones on and becoming very obsessed with it, you know. And art and video making and all these things, I don't really see as being separate. I just see them as another part of expression, you know. So I find it the same, being the same thing. They're different kind of disciplines, but I see them very much the same. And from a young age, I've always wanted to do music in a kind of solitary way, more in production and that kind of thing, because that's more my personality. But the path that music took me, I had to kind of front that. But I didn't necessarily want to do that.
I know.
I ended up, making 6 albums, solo albums myself, and then meeting Mika and working with different people.
Yeah, that's amazing how you both roads intertwine. I would like a little bit show the journey, both of your journeys, who were separate probably to 2000 something, and then you will tell us when you both met. And how does it happen that you both are like soulmates, you know, and you both are producing and creating albums and visual, adding visual stuff to your albums that people also can see through your music, also your art, your paintings. That's so beautiful. And knowing that you both can be on a stage surrounded by your both, you know, creations, this is just really hard. And I hope you both understand how also unusually groundbreaking this is. We have two great artists, you know, who are from 3 different worlds, because Mika was born in America. We'll talk a little bit about that. So now we have, you know, America, we have London, and we have Poland, and both of your travels, who are just so big influence on everything what you both do. So I think your life is really interesting, and I'm hoping people will just enjoy our interview. So, Mika, you were born in New York?
Yeah, I was born in New York in the 80s. And it's a very different world from Poland. I moved here in the early 2000s. And I actually came to Poland just to check it out, just to see what it's like. I didn't have a plan to stay here. And then so many years went by. But I have really fond memories of New York. I had a very adventurous and spirited, I'd say, young adult period of being in New York with music everywhere and discovering hip hop music. And that's where I fell in love with different hip hop bands like Tribe Called Quest and other different musicians, and discovering myself in music and having adventures. It was very much a kind of, I would say adventurous childhood.
Yeah.
And then I ended up coming here and staying in Poland. And it wasn't part of the plan, but I just did. So
that's what is the most cool part of the of our lives, mine too. I'm constantly changing music genres that I am writing or composing or singing. My daughter was born in America. In age of 18, I took her to Poland second time because she was 6 years old when first time she visited Poland. She didn't remember too much. When she was 18, I cannot till this day believe she fell in love with Poland and in Europe. She said, "Mommy, I just want to live in Europe." I'm like, So my pure American girl in age of 18 decided that she just wants to leave. And she worked on her dream for 5 years. Obviously, she was in London right now. That was her another dream. Took her 5 years to get everything how she wanted, package. But then one day we needed to get rid of everything in America and say, okay, now we are starting a year ago, new life in London. Completely new for her, completely everything. Obviously, COVID happened, so we saw very little of Europe, but we just enjoy so much, and my heart is so happy. She wants to be here and wants to discover her roots. And like you say, nobody plans stuff like that. It's just happening.
Yeah, exactly. It happens.
I don't believe, Victor, you will believe that a lot of years of your life you will devote to first write probably and then produce and being part of Polish music business.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know if it's fate or whatever. I mean, I came here initially just because I was invited to play a concert. And through playing that concert, I was introduced to Smolik, and he asked me to write and do stuff with him. And from Smolik, I met Mika, and it's just, and now I'm here.
He still can't believe it. I can't either.
It's gone very quickly as well, you know.
Yeah, we still need to, because whole world is listening to Accent On. I want to say whole world, but it's true. LA Talk Radio is just airing this show all around the world. So yeah. I am very happy that people not only can understand that we can create anywhere in the world, that also we need to be open-minded and just embrace everything what life is challenging us with, and not questioning, because probably there was written somewhere in the skies, and you know, that's
exactly
what let's go for. So you both, so when Mika, when you left USA, when you left New York, you joined mama, mother and father probably in Poland, because I'm sure they tour a lot. They were here, you know, constantly. So how did you find yourself? You were just barely 18 or 19. Did you right away jump into music business, or you were just, and what now? Okay, what now?
I met a lot of people. I met a lot of musicians, and I was fascinated by their playing, and they really embraced me with open arms, and I immediately fell into the music scene. Also a bit of the partying scene. I had a partying phase.
Oh, you're supposed
so there was a lot of there was a lot of alcohol and a lot of music. But I grew out of that phase, and it happened almost immediately. And maybe a few months after I arrived, I was invited to perform on Smolik's album, Andrzej Smolik, which had a good amount of success, and it was a pathway for me to be, you know, exposed and to kind of get my name out there and everything. So, yeah, it was immediate. Everybody that I met was a musician. There was a musician or in the media, and I hung out with these guys, and we had a lot of fun together.
I really, really want to put accent in a funky way on my country, on my country who has a very, very deep soul and likes to write music in a lot of minors chords. So we have something that makes us, I think, very vulnerable people, very looking to the past and always retrospective. Always we are trying to find the best in humans, and we are not afraid to just be in pain sometimes. So I think when it comes to Polish music market, the friendships that we are creating, they are forever. for many, many years, obviously. I was living almost 20-something years in America. I made a few great friends. But I can compare these markets, and I think in America, people come and go. In Poland, public embraces the artist. They are attached to the style of music, and I think they can love you or hate you, and they will tell you. But if they love you, they will love you for a long, long time. And they are very excited, probably, to also follow both of your footsteps, because you are like the butterfly, you know. Yes, you started as a new person in Poland. You were embraced by a lot of musicians in Poland. So obvious, if you were, you would be not good, they will not work with you. I know that. So you start creating, yes, and you created your album, who achieved the highest award in Poland. The is called Fredericks. Yeah, could you tell us a little bit, how did you get there from being new to Polish scene and like probably very fast to be so acknowledged and loved?
Well, it took a while because I felt very comfortable being a featured artist. Like in Smolik's album, I wasn't taking responsibility for all of the material. I was a guest. So it took a while for me to get comfortable with the idea of releasing a solo album, and I needed a push. I needed someone to say, Mika, you could do this, let's do this. And it was Troy Miller, who worked with amazing artists. One of the artists he worked with was Amy Winehouse. He's from London as well. And he was working with my father. He was coming to Poland to do gigs. And we started talking, and he was like, Mika, you gotta do this, let's do this, let's do this. So he very much gave me the confidence and the belief that it's time for me to do a solo album. And I collected all of my melodies, all of my writing, all of the lyrics that I had. And we started working on the album. We started doing it. And I didn't know completely what it is that I wanted, but I trusted Troy. I really trusted his ability to produce and to write songs and stuff. So, and I couldn't believe about the Frederick. It kind of felt surreal. It was really amazing. And it was fantastic. It was wonderful. It was really wonderful. So it was a great adventure, the whole thing. Going to London, this was a time where I hadn't known London very well, so I got to discover the city a bit, and I got to rediscover myself as a solo artist, not just as a featuring artist. So
It was challenging,
but it was, in Polish you say owocne. I would say it was fruitful. Worth it. It was very fruitful.
We got it. Yes, you are. Right.
Sometimes I'll forget the word in English, and it's my first language.
Yeah, right now.
That tells you how long I've been here.
No, but Victor, you were part of this album? Or you came to
Mika? The first album, Troy Miller was the only producer. The name of the album is Closer. Closer. And then the subsequent albums, that's between the time I did that album, the first album, and the next album is when I re-met Victor, because I met him in the early 2000s through Smolik, because he was coming to Poland. But we had just been acquaintances then, and we just like appreciated each other's music, but we didn't really stay in touch. And then Victor asked me to be on his album because he was doing a cover album. No, it wasn't a cover. It was a cover album. Yeah, it was a cover album of different vocalists. So then our friendship rekindled, and we started to communicate more and be in touch. And then our friendship, you know, evolved, and we became partners. And it was really the music that brought us together. It was the collaboration that really made us get to know each other and create a circumstance for us to really get to know each other. So that was how it happened. And then so the two albums after that were done together. And I don't think, I mean, I can imagine never working with any other producer again. I don't know a better producer. And I say it objectively. I really do. I think he's so talented. I know it's different. It's different when you speak of someone who is your partner, because everyone is kind of, you know, he's my partner as well. So, But it's true, objectively, he's so incredibly talented. So
is this not the truth that the best things in life happen when partnership is just so honest and just so warm? When you feel safe in somebody else's arms and hearts, and like Victor always has the best intention to just give you almost everything what you want from him as a producer, musician, and partner. But also, I'm sure you, as a respectful partner and loving his way of writing and producing, you probably accept his advices and his direction when it comes to producing. So it's the heaven, production heaven. So congrats.
It is. And the thing that I really respect is that he'll always tell me the truth. And I respect that about him very much. And I think it's very important in work because it's about making the song, making that moment, that note, that phrase, whatever the music is, for it to be the best. So if you're having a bad day and you're not sounding so great, I want to work with someone who says, you know what, today I think you need to warm up some more, or I need you to, you know. And that's how we make the music that sounds as good as it does, because it's really
being a singer. And I know that Victor also is in a way singer too, so he understands that probably too. But being a singer is like always being almost naked, I say, to just give all emotions so raw sometimes, or just bring the emotions, or just bring the happy face when sometimes you are not feeling so happy, but still the song requires certain things, you know. You really need to have a people who will help you get into the mood when you're...
Absolutely. It's so crucial. The atmosphere in the studio is incredibly important.
So let's talk to Victor a little bit, because we right now have you, Mika, like in 2000, probably 8 or 10, you already achieved the Frederick, the very big award in Poland, recognition for your art. Then you met and remet again, obviously, Victor. But Victor, I know that you were playing guitar. I just read some of your bio, and you just didn't care about the classical way of learning this instrument. You took your own ways how you want to play and become who you want to be. And you had a moment that you even decided to not anymore to write for another people. But before that, you had few successes. You were signed to good record companies in London. So in '90s, I think, yes. Could you tell us about this journey?
Well, it started really, say, around 2001, because I... as I said, I was never really focusing on being the front person, on being, you know, I wanted to be more in the background. And basically, I just did some demos, some guitar demos, to get some live gigs to do some promotion, you know. But a distributor heard the demo and they said, I think this is really good stuff. And it wasn't really the direction I was thinking of, or thinking of releasing it. And they said, we should release this. If you want, we can distribute it. We can distribute on vinyl. And they did. And I started getting a really big following in Japan and Germany. And from then I signed to Columbia Records and SPV and some record companies in Japan and Compost Records in Germany. And suddenly, from not really particularly wanting to be an artist, wanting to be in the background, I had a very big following in Japan, and I went 8 times and I toured there, did all the Blue Note venues and stuff. And suddenly I become an artist rather than a producer. And so I think that's the same way of what we're talking about. Sometimes you just hit the ground running. Yeah. You know, you don't expect this thing. I never expected that to happen. I would love to have just wrote songs for people and be in the background. But one thing it did do when I did go to Japan and I had quite a big following and doing lots of press and that stuff, I realized there was a bit of uncomfortability with it. Mm-hmm. When people kind of, you know, people were taking pictures.
Direct your career and you start feeling that you are losing the world, who you are and what you want to do.
Yeah.
The machine, this machine that leads you somewhere that you don't want to go, maybe.
Yeah, I think it's more the case of the personality. Sometimes a lot of artists, they need that. They need to be fed. They need that recognition, you know. But when I found, there was a particular moment when I was getting photographs taken and I was in Japan in a big record shop and there was press. And I remember two guys that were fans, they put their arms around me to take photos and I could feel them physically shaking, you know? And I just thought, this is really, really strange that I'm having this effect on people. Yeah. And I kind of
feel uncomfortable. So you are not the person really who likes this type of attention. You really like to be in a way in the shadow of greatness, but life puts you there in the spotlight. So you felt a moment, but you know, so many great intelligent people, they understand that earlier and they can back off, say, hey, let some people love that. Some people want to be in spotlight. You know, I just laugh because the same is with me. Give me any spotlight, I will be like, yeah, it's me. My daughter, no, she is an artist. Yeah. She, you know, likes licensing. She likes to compose and write and sing for different reasons. And for me as a mother, I'm like, go on a stage. I know you're great. And she says, mommy, I know what I want. So she's 26, so I have no sayings anymore for that thing. But yeah, I respect that. I really respect the strong people. And I love to hear the journeys of how people really develop themselves and how they start stripping like onion. I don't like this leaf. I tried. I did this. I did that. Doesn't taste so good. So, and the smart people, they will figure out in the end, doesn't matter when, but eventually they will find themselves and they'll find the comfort with who they are, what makes them happy. And I think that's what makes them the really great artist forever. Not for a moment. A lot of artists for a moment is great too. But I love the longevity about artists who just discover what works for them. So I think we need to now talk a little bit about something that also you both have in common, paintings. This is like the coolest things ever to describe your feelings and emotions and be inspired by each other styles of painting and then travels and colors, and you both are very unusual artists, full of colors, full of own language when it comes to paintings, and I would say in a way very similar, and in a way you, Victor, are more avant-garde. You are more Mika, if I can may say, and I love art, I love paintings too, so I am hobbyist when it comes to talking about that. But yes, I see the 40s and 50s, I see from America's way of painting, I see influences, especially in the color for both of you. You both are just very courage when it comes to, have courage to use color, which some artists are running away from that. So yay, it's good for you. So can you both tell us, when the painting entered both of your lives and for what reason?
Well, maybe I'll start. Victor painted before. He'll talk about that and everything. But 3 years ago, he decided he was going to commit more time to painting. And I was observing his adventure with painting, and I became very envious of all the beautiful aspects of painting and his ability to paint. And I kind of wanted to prove to myself that I could paint as well, and that, you know, so I started 3 years ago. And it was just something I did once in a while. And basically, Victor inspired me. He inspired me. I wanted to see what I could do. I wanted to see what I was made of. And then at one point, and I was doing lots of different sort of sweet figurative things. And then at one point, Victor said, why don't you try abstract? Why don't you give it a try? And this was right around January, I think, when the first lockdown happened in Poland. And the whole coronavirus and everything. So our music concerts completely stopped. And I had all this time on my hands and I listened to his advice. And he inspired me and I listened and he said, just experiment. See what you can do. You can do this, you know, just have fun with it. And so the ball started rolling and then it just went so quickly I couldn't even catch up.
You created a monster, man.
I created an avalanche. I created a monster. And And I started posting some of my stuff, and people became very interested. I think they were very surprised to know that I was painting. So it was something new, it was something novel. And I started selling on Facebook. So it became a very exciting thing to get that kind of response from people, that people are interested. So that was my venture.
This is the time to really say the websites, contacts to both of you, because you are both selling. You both have very, very cool ways with the colors, and I think energy is really great with the paintings. I didn't even know you in person, but I was mentioning, Annika, for a few times I visited your Facebook page just because I love this energy. I liked all way of paintings too, like behind my face you see more traditional way of paintings, and we dragged these big paintings from America and we left everything behind, but we couldn't leave this one. So, you know, but I know the people sometimes do not understand why do I need a painting? Why do I need, I can put photos, I can do, but it's not true. When you find something that you like, you do not want to ever leave behind. And this is like part of your surroundings. Every time when you are in your own room and you look at your painting that you purchased that may talk to you somehow, you are like just feeling, I cannot ever be without this.
Yeah.
I want that. So I want people to come, not only visit your website, which will of course put information, all information on the video, and you will tell us right now for both of you, but I want people really, really go, especially before Christmas. It's a time to purchase something special for yourself that will be standing in your, hanging in your room forever. And then your children better will remember mom's or grandma's room forever. And they will be fighting for the same painting many, many years from now, because that's part of our life. This is the beauty. Somebody made it, somebody created, somebody gave us these emotions, and we wanted this emotion to have in our own home. So please, people, I really encourage everybody to not spend money on another shoes. You just buy yourself painting and and enjoy the mood that you will be having forever. And you probably will be like that every time when you look at the painting. So, Mika Urbaniak and Victor Davis, please, can you give us maybe websites first? For both of you, separately.
So my website is Mika Urbaniak, and you can find me on Facebook, where I have more about all my paintings, and just contact me directly on Facebook, Mika Urbaniak.
Wonderful. When it comes to Victor?
And mine is Victor Vincent Davies, and Davies is davies.com, victorvincentdavies.com, and I have all of my paintings there, so you can... Victor Davies on Facebook as well.
So if we have only like 12, 13 minutes left, I would love to add a music to the end of our show. And we were talking a little bit about problem that sometimes Facebook is muting songs after songs, and I cannot help with that. But hopefully people can listen to the songs that we'll be adding in the end of the show, but Instagram hopefully will play whole our interview, and of course LA Talk Radio with the downloads will allow anybody who wants to hear the music also by clicking in archive, they can hear whole interview. So yeah, we can talk a little bit about the art, because I think nothing is better than from artist mouth to our hearts. So I have my own opinion again about the style of the paintings, but you both probably describe better way. Victoria, how you will describe your art?
Oh, I don't know. That's a little difficult. How would I describe it?
Maybe Victoria. Is it something that makes you angry when you paint? Is it something that right away feels like in home? Is it some, what, and why you are painting so colorful, beautiful painting?
Well, I just adore colors. I adore the way that they make me feel. I love the way that they play and interact with each other. And I kind of discover with each color that I lay down, I sort of discover where that color leads me the next to the next one. It's sort of it's really a discovery process, and I would describe it, I mean, as very colorful, very intuitive, very playful, and it's very much something that you can look at these paintings and you can interpret what you see in them. There's different things that you can see. People keep telling me on Facebook that you know, they see different figures or they see different in the abstract. They can interpret it in their own way, which is really great. Yeah,
very, very cool. When it comes to Victor, you are a very unusual painter too. You are adding a lot of graphics. You are a little like Andy Warhol, if I can say it. You know, you can also bring movement, more movement into your art, which also in your music videos you're using the two. But if you can describe to us your style of painting, how you put this?
I think a lot of it is it's not really planned, 99% of the time. And it's almost like, I don't know, these mediums sometimes. I remember maybe in the 70s, they would do this thing called automatic writing. They're writing something given to them and they just write. And, you know, it's a way of writing without thinking about it. And my painting is very much like that. It's very passionate. I just start and I don't have an idea and I just paint. And it builds and builds. And even though they're big figures, they're very minute, tiny little figures as well that you have to really get close to the painting to see those.
Discovery, both of you. You have the layers of colors and you can just make us to see different things through the colors, through the placements. And when it comes to Victor, you are just looking at your pictures and you always find something next. You know, this is hiding from me. Why I didn't see this 1 month ago or something. I cannot even imagine how exciting this is. And, you know, I think young people probably will love it too. So I think art is something we need to invite to our home very, very, in very early ages when we have a children and just make them be surrounded by art.
Yeah.
Especially you're lucky, colors is something that everybody loves it, but young people are just drawn to that anyway. So again, let's say one more time the websites for both of you. One more time, let's do pitch.
Mika Urbaniak
and VictorVincentDavies.com.
That's very cool. So I think we covered this part of your lives. I know we'll be developing forever and I cannot wait to come and go for the show, both of your shows, and being surrounded by paintings. And hopefully one day I will let you say, this is one that I want, this painting I want. So I have also planned, like I said, the songs to add some music so people can understand both of your greatness in this genre too. And the styles of both of your styles in a way are different, but what you both are creating as a project is something that you both call, it's like your own, completely your own. This is like togetherness, the bestest togetherness that we can think about. So can you tell us, Mika, your next album or new album or album that will be released or will be released right now, name of the album and when we can get, how we can find, where we can purchase, all of that.
Okay, well, it's a bit early for that still. I'm still coming up with a name, but it's going to be very different this time. There's a lot of rap music. Hip hop music with rap, with my poetry.
Yeah.
And it's a bit experimental and it's like really fresh and different. And that's going to be out in the spring. So every month from very soon, I'm going to have a single coming out. And then in a few months, we'll have...
So if you would like to share some music and hopefully everybody can see your video and what the title of the song you would recommend. And obviously, everybody can go on YouTube for both of you and just check the music out deeper and deeper. But yeah, let's give us maybe title of the song that you would like people to hear. and see.
Well, maybe the song Follow You. We did this album that also has a lot of sentimental value to me because when we met and I heard that song that Victor wrote, it was one of the things that made me really fall in love with him. That song.
Yeah. And it's song, jazzy.
It wasn't him. It was his song. But it was, it has a bit of a jazzy feel. So the stuff that I've done has been different styles, but that song is a bit jazzy. So I would recommend that song.
Wonderful. And when it comes to Victor, what songs would you like to?
I would pick a song called Lady Luck, which is a song I did on my first album. And it was the kind of second song that people kind of recognized the artistic side of it. And it's very Latin as well. It's like kind of Brazilian beats and stuff. There was a period where that's what kind of I was known from. And it just brings back really nice memories as well. So I would pick that.
Oh, that's wonderful. Especially that we have cold months coming up. So we need little Latin move. Yeah. I'm sure your style over the years is developing a lot. So we will listen to this fusion of unusual genres too. And gosh, we have to, like I say, we have a time for hopefully for these two songs. And if I have a time for one more or something, I will add, I will find something on YouTube. And we're hoping, fingers crossed, that Facebook allows everybody to also see the visuals. But like I said, LA Talk Radio will be playing all songs to the world to enjoy. And I think for today, that was so fast.
That went very quickly. It was so nice to meet you.
So nice to meet you both. I am just at awe, and I'm so congratulating both of you for the beautiful relationship that you both have musically and off, and also for loving Poland and America and all of us who enjoy the changes in your life journeys. And we cannot wait for the new album in the spring.
And awesome.
Yes, what and other paintings will come up from both of you. And we'll be running to Facebook, running to both of your websites to just purchase them. Because like I said, the paintings are forever. And honestly, they are not very, very expensive. We all can afford them and have them forever. So thank you so much one more time. And for today, our guest on Accent On London Edition with host Ilona Europa on LA Talk Radio, we had
Mika Urbaniak.
And
Victor Davies.
I love you. Thank you.
Love you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
High in the sky with no wings for me to fly, I will follow you. High in the sky with no wings for me to fly, follow you. Or deep in the sea with no air for me to breathe, I will follow you. How could I know that this thing that we call love would be so impossible? The first time that I saw you, I got that same old feeling, and now I need to follow you. Ba 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 da ba ba da chibadu chidim, I will follow you. Ba 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 da chibada chibadu, I will follow you. How could I know that this thing that we call love would be so impossible? And there from the start, well, I knew in my heart we were in love. was the first time that I saw a you. I got that same old feeling, and now I need to follow you. On the sun-bleached desert sand, like a nomad desert man, I will follow you. In the mountains of Nepal, when the winter snowflakes fall, I will follow you. To Pluto, Venus, Mars, or any other stars, I will follow you. Around the world and back again, I will follow till the end. I am in love. 'Cause the first time that I saw you, I got the same old feeling, and now I need to follow. Forget about tomorrow, I need to follow you.
jagged is the shape I'm in. Will I go out somewhere and I come home again? A lot of cigarettes, cause I can't get no sleep. There's nothing on the TV, nothing on the radio that means that much to me. All my life, watching America. All my life, Hispanic in America. Oh, 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 the trouble in America. Oh, 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 oh.
Yesterday was busy, happiness came and went. I got the movie script, but I don't know what it meant. I light a cigarette, cause I can't get no sleep. There's nothing on the TV, nothing on the radio that means that much to me.
There's nothing on the TV, nothing on the radio that I can believe in.
All my life, watching.
Stand up, you just can't lose.
Give you my confidence, all my faith tonight. Don't stand me up, don't let me down. I need you here tonight.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.